This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين صدق الله العظيم Respected أساتذة كرام علماء كرام Dear friends and my beloved elders in Islam, change has been an important aspect of humanity as well as the history. Human beings, with the passing of time, have evolved and have also accepted change. In fact, from the very inception of the humanity, from the very beginning of the humanity, there has been various aspects of changes. That is why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam and sent him into this world, in the first revelation or in the first few revelations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Adam alayhi salam, he didn't talk about salah, zakat, hajj, no. He taught him how to live, how to survive, how to bury someone, how to build a house, how to light a fire. These are the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam. That was at the beginning of the humanity. Time passed, humans again evolved, and they became an expert in the field of infrastructure. They became professionals in building homes and houses in the mountains. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Holy Quran. Regarding the people of Ad at the time of Hud alayhi salam, that these people were professionals when it came to building homes, and they took pride over that. They used to say, "Man ashaddu minna quwwah?" Is there someone more stronger than us? Is there someone more greater than us in might and power? That is what they used to say. Then again, time evolved and humans evolved, and there came a time where the human beings accepted a new change, and it was that they became experts in the field of agriculture. They became professionals in the field of agriculture, making a garden, growing trees and plants. And Allah Ta'ala mentions that as well in the Holy Quran in Surah Saba. He says that these people, this tribe, was distinguished for their characteristic of agriculture. For their expertise in agriculture. And historians mention, subhanallah, that they structured and made the garden in such a way that there was no need of plucking a fruit from the tree. They structured in such a way that if a person passed from one end to the other end of the garden with a basket on his head, by the time he came out, the basket would be filled with fruits. That is how it was structured. Allah gave them that capability. So humans have always accepted change. And even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he never resisted change. When he saw there is something beneficial, he accepted it and he implemented it. Look at this example. Upon one occasion, the people of Arab, the whole of Arabia, decided to attack on the Muslims in Medina. At that time, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had less physical resources, as well as human resource. So, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam took opinions of the Sahaba, what to do. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala who stood up, and he said, Hazrat Salman Farsi is from Persia. He gave an opinion that, O Prophet of Allah, in Persia, whenever a war is taking place, we dig a trench on the boundaries of the area, of that particular area. So let us dig a trench on the boundaries of Medina. So now Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say what we normally say to each other when we argue. Ye to gairon ka tarika hai. This is the way of others. We are not supposed to implement it. No. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that this is something which is beneficial. Let us implement it. He said that this is the right thing to do on this occasion. Let us dig a trench. Do you know, later on, Abu Sufyan, who was from the side of the enemies, when he came and he saw the trench, he actually said that this is not the way of the Arabs. He was right. It was the way of the Persians. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam implemented it and it benefited the Muslims. So even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never resisted change. If it was something beneficial, he accepted it. Then upon another occasion, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Hadrat Zayd bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu to learn the language of Hebrew, the Hebrew language, in order to support the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to propagate the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't say, "Ye to gairo ki zuban hai. This is the language of others." It was required. He sent Hadrat Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu to learn it, and he mastered the whole language in 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, Hadrat Zayd learned the whole Hebrew. And then he came back and he assisted the Prophet of Allah. On another occasion, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent two Sahaba to Jarash, an area in Syria, to learn the warfare, to learn how to use the catapult, so that the Sahaba could come back and teach the other Sahaba. Look, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is implementing the change which is required. You know, whenever a change has to come, in the beginning there is going to be resistance, there is going to be reluctance, there is going to be reservation. But with the passing of the time, people eventually end up accepting it. At the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, the first battle which Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to face was with Musaylama Kaddab, the person who falsely claimed to be a prophet of Allah. So Hazrat Abu Bakr went and they fought. And in that battle, Hazrat Abu Bakr lost 500 companions, out of which so many of them were Huffaz of the Quran which we see in front of us. They were the Huffaz. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got worried. He goes to Hazrat Abu Bakr and he says to him that, "Oh Abu Bakr, if this is what keeps happening, then we are going to lose Quran. Let us combine the Quran in a format of Mus'haf." So Hazrat Abu Bakr resisted. He said, "No, how can I do something which the Prophet of Allah didn't do?" But later on, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave a thought that, "No, this is something beneficial. This is something beneficial." He called Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and he gave him a go ahead with that. So this Quran which we see in front of us, there was a difference of opinion in that as well, whether it should be combined or not. The glasses which you are putting on, there was a difference of opinion amongst the scholars regarding that as well. When the glasses eventually came, there was a difference of opinion. But with the passing of time, according to the need, according to the requirement, the change is supposed to be accepted. Now from all these examples, we learn one thing, and one golden principle. And it is that whenever we see something new, or whenever we see a change, the golden principle is it something which is more beneficial or more harmful? If it is something which is more beneficial, we should implement it. Is it something which is in line with the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yes, it is in line with the teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us implement it. That is how change should be accepted. And the reason why I am talking about this change and accepting of new challenges or new theories or new technology coming forward to us is because right now, inshallah, this week and even the next bayan which I'll give in this masjid will be on the same topic. The ummah has implemented one change. Every community, every society has accepted one change. And do you know what that change is? It is widespread. It is the change of social media. We have all accepted it. Let us make a quick survey. How many of us have phones here in this gathering? Raise your hands. How many of us have phones? MashaAllah. Look at the hands. How many of us are on WhatsApp? I don't have to ask. Alhamdulillah. How many of us are on Facebook? On that one, I leave it up to the youngsters. They must be on Facebook, not the elderly people of the society. Normally, they are on Facebook. So we can see in this survey, we have implemented this change. We have accepted it. Now, what is social media? Social media is a tool or a way or an application through which you create, share, exchange communication, ideas, images, photos, videos. That includes Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, all these applications you see in front of you. That is social media. Do you know if Facebook was a country, if Facebook was a country, it was going to be a country with the largest population in the world right now. There are so many users on Facebook. Even WhatsApp, it was going to be the country with the largest population in the world. That is how widespread it is. And that is how we have accepted it. Respected elders and friends, now we have all understood that we are on social media. What next? What are we supposed to do with that? You know, so many people say that it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so many people say that it is a curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah knows if it is a blessing or it is a curse. Because those who say that it is a blessing, they are right. Those who say it is a curse, they are also right. Because sometimes through social media, you can connect yourself to someone who's 1,000 miles away from you. And because of social media, you disconnect yourself from someone who's seated right next to you. So it is a blessing or a curse. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And according to one survey, it is said, this survey was made a few years ago, after every 228 messages, one verbal communication takes place. One verbal call takes place. Do you know what that means? Most of our conversations are taking place through texting each other. Gone are the days when we used to meet each other and discuss important matters. Most of the matters are discussed through social media. And then one call. So that shows how widespread social media is. And why should, let's say no one can run away from it. Okay, no one can run away. And why should someone run away from it? Why should one run away from the luxury of connecting to other Muslim brothers around the globe? Why should one run away from knowing what is happening to other Muslim brothers? If something happens in Masjid al-Aqsa, we get to know about it. If one Palestinian is tortured or killed unjustly by the Israel regime, we get to know about it, and we can put pressure through social media by making that video go viral. Right? That is what happens nowadays. And do you know the basis, the basis of this whole aspect, the basis, the hadith, the basic hadith which tells us or informs us about social media? Hadrat Mufti Shafi Rahmatullahi Alayhi also supports this hadith. He says that after every Fajr Salah, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sit with the Sahaba and he used to ask them, what is happening with that brother? What is happening with that brother? What is happening to that person? What is happening to that place? And the Sahaba would inform, and then Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would comment or give a solution. So Hadrat Mufti Shafi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that this hadith is the basis of social media. And subhanallah, look at the beautiful religion of Islam. Whenever Islam gives us a command, it gives us the etiquette of that particular command. So do you think social media can be left out unattended or without any etiquettes or without any decorum? It can be. Look at this beautiful hadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells the Sahaba, "Iyyaka wal julusu fit turukat." Abstain from creating gatherings in the streets. Abstain from creating gatherings in the streets. So the Sahaba said, "Ma lana la budda lana." O Prophet of Allah, don't take this away from us. We really need to meet each other, communicate with each other, update each other, but tell us of a way that we do it and we do it in the right way. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whenever you are standing there on the street, make sure you lower your gaze. Make sure you don't harm someone. Amar bil ma'ruf, enjoin people towards good. Nahyu anil munkar, stop people from doing evil. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them the etiquettes of standing on the streets. And that is what I want to talk about in the next gathering, which will be after 2 weeks inshallah, the etiquettes of social media. Today, I put emphasis on the fact that we have implemented the change. It is in us. Let us not run away from it. Rather, let us learn how to use it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.